back, my friends. We're here on another episode of the Dental Marketing Secrets Podcast underway. I am your host, Mark Thackeray. Excited to be here. It's just amazing winter day here in Salt Lake City. We just got dumped on and it's mid-November at the time I'm recording this and just got several inches of snow on the ground. It's been a little mushy out there getting around. Had lunch with my brothers and had to take it a little easy on the roads, which isn't always easy to do because I like to drive a little fast. But it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. We've gotten a ton of snow this winter. We're off to a killer start to the season with a lot of snow depth at the resorts, which is always a big bonus. But I hope you guys are doing well. I hope it is a time of year where you get a chance to reflect. You know, you get some time away from the office, away from the practice, to step back and look at how the year has gone. Anything that you want to do to pivot in the future, anything you want to optimize or do better. As I've been talking with a lot of different offices recently, as they're gearing up for 2023, which is, God, that's weird to say. 2022 just went so fast. But yeah, as I've been talking to these doctors, a lot of them have questions, you know, and especially as we're diving into looking at all their assets, they're looking at what they're doing for outreach and for lead generation and things like that. You know, one thing that keeps coming up is SEO and the, especially the importance of it, you know, as we're looking into the competition and as, you know, as dentists, there's just, we have that very targeted geographical area that we're looking at. And we don't really need to go much beyond that. You know, certainly if you have multiple locations, that's different. Or certainly if you have services that are, you know, specializations that allow people to, or attract people from a farther range, then that is also something to take into consideration. But for the most of us, we work within that 5 to 10 mile radius. And that's where local SEO in particular really can make a big impact on your practice. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that today. Specifically, I wanted to address the top 5 local SEO mistakes that I see practices making. And we're going to get into that. But if you're not super familiar with SEO, or if it's just a term that you've possibly heard in passing and don't know the details of SEO or search engine optimization, there's just a lot of benefits from it. You know, it does take a while to do. So there's some of the challenges, right? And some of the reasons why people don't get more involved or into SEO is because it does take time. You know, it is a long-term strategy. It's not something that you can flip on overnight and you'll see, you'll start showing up in search results. That's typically not the case, you know, and that's one of the benefits, right, of a paid search campaign or a paid social campaign, is that you can turn on a campaign, you can turn on an ad, and it will immediately start showing, you know, barring some crazy exception or violation of policy or something like that, right? So that's the benefit of ads. But with SEO, the way I look at it is once you dial that in, you can be one of those first results, ideally positions 1 or 2 organically, indefinitely, as long as you maintain that that position. You know, and you can do that through by completing or continually adding to your content and ensuring that you're, you know, gathering links and relevant links, local links and things like that. And there's ongoing maintenance that needs to be done. But the huge benefit of that is you can attract and really capture the lion's share of that traffic organically. You know, you can, and people love the organic listings. People are very conscientious of, or conscious of the sponsored listings, the paid listings, you know, and some people will intentionally not click on those because they know that they're sponsored. They know that they pay to be there, right? And so that's where organic really kicks in, and especially locally, you know, as we're becoming more and more tied to our cell phones, right? As we pull up a restaurant near me or dentist near me, that goes to, we want to see that on a map. We're very visually based too, because, and that's, again, that's another thing that's so important to us as a society, is this idea of convenience, and it needs to be close by. It needs to be things like that. And so it needs to be very, can't be out of the way or anything of that nature. So the local SEO, I see local SEO continuing to be a very big player in the overall marketing and advertising space. But in order to do that, there's a number of things that you need to have set up properly. Because if you don't, then you miss out on a lot of those benefits. There are so many different benefits of local SEO. We talked about the traffic, you know, being up there and capturing a lot of those eyeballs, drawing people to your website, you know, without paid ads. And it's interesting because there are, I saw a study, or I saw a statistic the other day that said that local information is the subject of approximately 50% or 46% of all Google searches. And you think about how many billions of searches there are, and about half of those are all local, which tells you something, right? And so that's a huge one, is capturing that local traffic. Another benefit is just you get better conversion rates because you're showing up there. People are seeing you organically, like I talk about. They know that you're not. I mean, it's different from showing up in a paid position. People associate that with credibility, being up there in those rankings, because in order to do that, you have to have good content. You have to address the topic or the search that's being performed. So if it's dental implants or something like that, you have to have content surrounding that topic that people want to read, you know, or want to learn more about. And so it shows up, that equates into authority. It equates into better, like I said, better conversion rates ultimately. Plus there's less advertising costs. You know, you're not spending money on paid ads or anything like that, which are, challenging and are rising quite a bit, just because, you know, there's very limited space. You have to be in those top three, sometimes four positions. And that otherwise, you're not, it's not doing anything for you, right? And so those are the very finite positions. So less advertising costs there. There's so many other benefits, continuous business growth. You're getting, you're standing out apart from the competition, getting more local reviews again, which kind of filters back in to all of this and helps your local SEO by adding social proof and credibility, things like that. You're garnering links from neighboring businesses, local businesses with high relevance and high authority as well. There's so many benefits to this. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Talk about specifically, like I mentioned, the top five local SEO mistakes that a lot of practices are making. So with that introduction, let's get into it. Okay. So the number one mistake I see from practices trying to do local SEO deals with the Google Business Profile. Okay, this used to be called Google My Business. A lot of practices still either haven't claimed their listing or haven't really optimized their listing. Okay, so it's free. It's a free listing on Google to show up on, that can help you show up on maps and in searches and things like that. But there's so many practices that just don't have that. Like I said, they either have it claimed, or there's duplicates, or they simply haven't taken the time to flesh out their Google Business Profile, which is a huge contributing factor to local SEO. It's one of the things that Google pulls from quite a bit. This is one of those things that does take a little bit of time, but it's not rocket science by any means. It's going through and adding your, talking about your practice. It's taking the time to add the different procedures that you offer and go into detail about those a little bit, describe them, and then adding photos to the place, you know, to your practice, the inside, outside, logo, team members, things like that. It's just something it needs to be done. Again, this is, it's kind of the hub, one of the main sources that Google will pull from when it comes to local SEO. And so if you don't have that claimed, that profile claimed, or perhaps there's duplicates, which can also harm your score, essentially, when it comes to local SEO, then you've got some challenges. You know, you're facing an uphill battle. So that's number one, is not taking advantage of your Google Business Profile listing and optimizing that and really, really building that out so that Google has more content to pull from. Okay. Mistake number two is inconsistent data. So one of the things that Google will look at to establish credibility is consistency across different web assets. So you've got your website, for example, you've got your social media listing, you have your Google Business Profile, you have links in different directories, for example, things like that, Yelp, all that stuff. But they're looking for consistency with your information. They call it NAP, NAP, name, address, phone, email, things like that. And they're very meticulous about this. If you have, for example, let's say your address is located at 9000 East Suite 201, you have 9000 and then you just have capital E, comma, and suite is spelled out 201, they want to see that same format, that same spelling down to the, did you spell out suite or did you abbreviate it by STE? They want it to be that specific because that's when it's consistent across all those assets, it builds more credibility with Google and they're much more likely to show it in the correct format, right? I mean, they're much more likely to take that as, hey, this is the right information, and they're going to show that information to search users. When it's different, then it can get confusing, and there's less authority, there's less credibility, they're not sure, or something might get shown incorrectly. And that's another mistake that we see quite often, is just incorrect or inconsistent data across all those assets. And so it's important, you know, when you're working on your local SEO, is to establish what the format is and then use that as the gold standard for everything else. Use that as the mandatory format really for everything else, and don't deviate from that. Okay. So that's mistake number two. Again, another thing too, deeper into that is a supplement to that is, you know, things like your hours and if your email changes, for example, or anything like that, that should all be updated and then, you know, reconfigured across all your assets. The same thing there, because that does damage your reputation on Google. If, for example, you haven't updated your hours, someone pulls it up on a map and then they go there and you're not open, and perhaps they leave some feedback or something like that, that can certainly impact your ranking when it comes to local SEO. So that's mistake number two, is data inconsistency. Mistake number three, on-site optimization. Now, what on earth does this mean? So on-site optimization, when I'm talking about this in particular, it can include a lot of different things, but for our intents and purposes for this discussion, I'm going to stick with things like title tags, your alt images, keywords, and the way that you've set up your site, essentially, so that you have, for example, the way that you structure your website. So if you have your different services, right? Basically, each service that you provide should have its own dedicated web page. So dental cleanings, you know, hygiene, that should be on one single page. You can list them out in a menu, but that should redirect to its own page that houses information and content solely around that topic. So dental cleanings, you know, or hygiene, or dental implants or Invisalign or, you know, cosmetic dentistry, things like that, they should all have their own pages for that reason, so that Google can redirect to, you know, so maybe somebody's asking about that and they can direct the user straight to that page and specifically to that, to answer that question or address that topic. A lot of people don't take the time to break that out. They'll just keep it on. They'll have all their services listed out on one giant page. And it doesn't work as well that way. We have found that it's not as, even though you might have the same content, it's not quite as effective because you can't utilize some of the other things like that I mentioned, the title tags, for example, the URLs. There's lots of little things that you need to have in there in order to be fully or more effectively optimized. And like I mentioned before, so title tags being one of those, your keywords should be in the page title. You know, it should be in that URL, the page URL. So if you're, let's say you're say dental implants in San Francisco, you know, you ideally to be for local SEO, you want to have your keyword plus your target city. And you want to pick kind of one specific city. You don't want to try and do too many, you know, the same thing. You know, you don't want a URL that's, you know, let's say mydentist.com/dental implants, San Francisco, San Jose. You know, it's, you just want that, the keyword, which would be dental implants plus the target city, San Francisco. So that's a little tip there for you with regards to URL or page title. Your alt images. This is, you know, we're getting into some of the nitty gritty, the geeky stuff, but this is how you do it. You know, I mean, this is what helps Google to more effectively search your website, crawl your website, and then to share your website with search users. So alt images, you know, if your image does not show, what is the description that will, that pops up if your image doesn't actually show on a specific browser. So it could be, you know, a description of someone who's coming in for sedation dentistry, you know, talking about, hey, you know, for those that are afraid to come in or nervous about coming into the dentist, we offer sedation dentistry. Just a brief clip like that, a brief little statement, almost like a tiny little advertisement that pops up in the event that your image doesn't load. So that's something else too. And you want to incorporate your keyword into there as well. There's other things too that I'm not going to go into. There's schema. There's a lot of nitty gritty stuff really. And not that you want to dive into those, but I just want to let you know, that's one of the big mistakes that I see people making when it comes to local SEO. So that's number three, on-site optimization. Number four is, continuing along that theme, is poor website content quality. And this is a big one. This is a big one because Google, if you think of it from Google's perspective, you go to a search engine like Google and you have a question or you're looking for an answer and you want the most relevant answer. You know, their whole goal is to deliver a seamless user experience. They want to provide the most relevant answer to the query that's being made, to the question that's being asked, right? If they don't, then they risk losing that customer. They might go somewhere else. They might try a different search engine. It's not as likely, right? Because Google is the huge elephant in the room and everyone tends to use it, but for the most part, but still, they're all about creating that exceptional user experience so that it's seamless. They're not even, there's not hiccups in there, you know, and they take everything into account. So they take in, okay, here's the search, here's the results that we put on, here's the listings that they clicked on. Now, did they stay on there for 5 seconds and then bounce? Or did they stay on there and click further into your website or stay on there for 15, 20 minutes? That is all calculated by Google's black box to see, are they doing a good job? Are the results that they are showing, are they really and truly relevant to the search that's being made? And so this is where your website quality, the content quality comes in on your website. Because if you can address that particular topic in detail enough that people are, they click on there and they stay on there because they recognize, hey, this is a good source of information. This is exactly what I was looking for. Then if you're able to do that, then you have a massive, massive advantage. Google's going to show your site, a link to your site, more often than a competitor, for example, because you're answering that question. And one of the best ways to do this is not only address the a specific question, but also preempt any other questions that are associated with that question or that might be triggered by asking that first question. So let's say, you know, the first question could be, what is sedation dentistry? You know, and then how it could, that could prompt, well, are there side effects to sedation dentistry? Or are there, what is the cost of sedation dentistry? Is it covered by insurance? You know, you see these other questions that come kind of waterfalling out after you answer that first one. And so that is when you know you're starting to build out a very effective page, is when you can see, you could see answers to all those questions. And you'll see this all the time in Google, actually. So if you type into Google any type of question, you're going to also see suggested questions or suggested searches that other people search for that are similar but slightly different, you know, that might have triggered a different question. You see, Google already prompts you to do that just because they want to confirm that you're finding the right page or the right resource. Because if you're not, maybe you meant, you typed in a question and it wasn't quite what you thought, but then you saw the suggestions and you clicked on that instead, or you tapped on that instead. So that is really what I'm getting at when we're talking about poor website content quality, is you really want to address, you want to be the comprehensive source of information in your local area for that particular topic. So if it's dental implants, if it's sedation dentistry, if it's Invisalign, you want to have content that addresses all of those questions. And one of the easiest way to get started is just think of all the frequently asked questions that you get about that topic and just start writing them out, just how you would answer, just how you would respond to a patient in person. That's a great way to start. And then as you continue to communicate with patients, you can add more content to that. You can add things like testimonials or reviews that talk specifically about that keyword, about dental implants, for example, or about sedation dentistry. That's also going to contribute to the content. That's also going to help your local SEO ranking. These are great ways to start building that out. Yes, it takes time, but once you do the initial setup, once you get that foundation laid, then it's just maintenance, then it's just optimization. You're just adding things here and there, and you are just building out that content little at a time after that. But that is huge. Content is huge. Plus, the great thing about this is once you have that content built out, then you can pull from that to create additional assets. You're basically taking that content and repackaging it or repurposing it for other outlets, social media, Google business profile posts, to email content, advertising copy, things like that. That's all there. You already have that. And then you can take pieces or snippets out of that to highlight one particular feature or benefit, one pain point, things like that in other, you know, in other sources, in other mediums. It's very, very cool. So that is the mistake number four. Mistake number five, and the last one we're going to talk about, and there's many, you guys, I could go, there's probably 20 really common ones, but the last one I'm going to talk about today is the lack of links from other local high-quality websites. So there are, and I debated, there was a couple other ones that were really close, but I thought this one was important because this is very, very overlooked, is just having other people link to your website, which lends you credibility and authority. You want to have very, they call them highly, you know, they call it high authority domains linked to yours. And so those ones are very trusted websites. You see a lot of social media pages, directories, common directories, things like that, Yelp, Facebook, Instagram. Those are all have pretty high domain authority. But then you also want, in your case, when you're doing for your practice, you want local relevant links. So you can find, you know, if you're a great way to do it, if you sponsor a school, for example, let's say you sponsor an elementary, you sponsor a middle school, you sponsor a high school, try and work it so that they give you a link. They put a link on their website and it directs to yours. That's a fantastic high domain authority link that will help you in your rankings. And this is, I think, one of the challenges with this is that people don't really know how to do this. They don't know where to get started and they don't know who to reach out to. But once you get going, it's actually, it does take time. I'm not going to say that it's, anyone will do it, but it's a little bit easier than you think, you know, especially as you look at and you're building the relationships with your patients. You are, you know, as they come to, you know, value your expertise and value your service and talk about, you know, if they have a business, for example, perhaps you could swap links or you could just encourage them to maybe you could offer a like a guest post or something, write content for their website. That's a good way to do that. Whether it's, you know, sometimes it will make sense, sometimes maybe not so much, but there's lots of ways to do it. Whether it's, like I mentioned, sponsoring an event, maybe it's providing educational content to a local website or a news outlet or things like that, where you can educate the public on a sort of specific type of treatment, you know, or dental insurance or sedation dentistry or, you know, things like that, or answer a commonly asked question. You know, you could talk about fluoride. Does it actually work or things like that? You know, I mean, it could be as simple as that, but just the goal is to provide something for them, a reason to link back to your website. Okay. But that is mistake number five. And most people don't even get to that point, unfortunately. But those are the top five local SEO mistakes that I've been seeing recently. Again, there's many more mistakes, but these are the ones that I'm seeing a lot of, especially as I'm gearing up to work with some of these offices in the new year. So if you are like that, this is my ask. If you are interested in showing up higher in those searches, if you want your practice to be showing on the local searches on the Google Map as people are searching around them, and you need help with this, you need help optimizing your Google business profile or making sure that your data is consistent across all your assets or on-site optimization or creating content, things like that. I'd love to help you. I'd love to at least talk and see if it's a good fit. We could show you some of the examples of things that we've done in the past. We track all of our efforts and we'll send you reports as we progress based on the keywords and based on locations. And so you can see where you stack up against certain competitors even, and watch the progress as it unfolds. It's very cool. So if you have any questions about that, just email me at markthackery@markthackery.com. Mark@markthackery.com. We can set up a time to talk and we can walk through this together and plan out what we can do to improve your local SEO for 2023. Very, very cool, you guys. So with that, make it a great week. You guys, if you have any questions or any comments about the show you want to address and want me to talk about a specific topic or answer any questions, I'd love to. Just email me at the same address, mark@markthackery.com. Always love to hear your feedback. If you like the show, please hop on over to leave me a review wherever you are listening to this podcast. That would be fantastic. And until next time, my friends, make it a great week.